So today we issued a local state of emergency, which essentially informs the public that we have had a large increase in the number of COVID cases in the community. So it's really to inform the public that hospitals are up, ICUs are up, and we want everyone to know that the best way to fight this is to get a vaccine and follow the CDC guidelines. So the CDC says that if you're inside and cannot socially distance, to wear a mask, to wash your hands, and to continue to practice good social distancing. And so the purpose of the emergency action today is just to inform the public of what's going on. We've got school starting locally next week. We've got the students coming back in a couple of weeks. And we are now at higher levels than we were at last year during the peak. So it's just important that we let everybody know that.
Is there anything else you think citizens should know right now in Alachua County, in the Gainesville area, and other counties?
I think in the last year, we all were really, really excited when the CDC came out and they said, if you've been vaccinated, you know, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. And then what happened is the Delta variant happened. And so this Delta variant and the combination of that and folks that are unvaccinated has caused a huge increase in the number of folks that are in the hospitals, like a lot in the last week or two. And so it's important that folks understand. Here's the other thing about the Delta variant that we are finding is that the folks that are being put in the hospital are not just the folks that are over 65. It was reported a couple of days ago that at the University of Florida, there were 9 pediatric cases in the ICU. And so I think it's important that folks understand that, take precautions, and if they haven't been vaccinated, consider getting vaccinated. If they get vaccinated, it'll protect them, it'll protect their family, and it'll certainly help protect our community.
Right. And I've heard this a lot, especially from quite a few people. They feel that if they get vaccinated, then they're immune to COVID-19. And could you speak a little bit to that?
I'm happy to. First of all, I'm not a doctor. And what part of our emergency order also specifies that we are listening to our local scientists and our local doctors. We've got some of the very best in the world at the University of Florida and the surrounding area. And so we're listening to what they say. And what we have learned is that 9 out of 10 folks, in some cases more than that, that are in the hospital and they are not vaccinated. So we know that the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, but if you get it, it probably helps a lot with regards to the outcomes. And so we just want everybody to be aware of that and to protect themselves and help protect our community.
Is there anything else you think should be mentioned about this emergency action, about COVID, about the vaccines?
Well, you know, again, at the very second whereas, it talks about both President Biden and Governor DeSantis are recommending that people get the vaccine. And so that's why we put that right at the very top of the emergency action. And so folks, you know, read it and just be aware and share the information. That's the purpose, to inform the public.
All right, Commissioner, I think that's it for my questions.
Thank you, Erica. So yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for covering this. It's important and I appreciate it.